Hey guys, welcome back to Lulu's Son. You're listening to the Chronicles of Mad Asian.
Hey.
Can you believe that this is our season 3 finale?
No.
Not at all.
I can't believe it.
Congratulations.
I know.
To you as well, Harry.
We done did it.
Yeah.
And you know what else makes me sad is Coco Puff couldn't be part of this.
That's true.
Better luck in season 4, sucker.
That's right. You snooze, you lose, my friend.
So we've been through 3 seasons, and today I just felt like we needed to have flashbacks to favorites to close it out.
Back to the future.
Love that idea. Back I mean, we past. Always we like to have a little bit of fun on the last episode of the season.
Yeah.
So, Lulu, do you have a specific favorite in mind?
Okay, I am going to say my most favorite is season 2, episode 4, online dating, and Coco Puff actually did that one. Fucking laughed my ass off. Dick Cage. Who fucking does a dick cage?
Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
Who wears a dick cage and likes to be shamed?
I don't think it's too common.
It might be. Dick we cage. Just don't know that world.
I mean, I'll tell you what. If that one person has found this podcast, they know it's about them.
But you know
what? Well, but you know, really, do you think so? I mean, seriously, because that's not something you introduce into ordinary conversation. Like, hey, do you like dick cages? Oh my God, that's so funny. So do
Maybe
I.
Maybe we should talk about it more. Yeah.
I mean, in any of my conversations with friends, we've never broached the subject. You know?
Yeah.
But, woo, that person had no shame about that. They were in it.
No shame well, in literally, their game.
But that whole episode in general, just her dating like escapades, hilarious. I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
That girl that was a good one. Saved so many relationships just because I don't think it was until that point where I'd realized like, oh my God, it's rough out there, y'all.
It is rough.
Oh, it is so rough.
And it continues to be rough. I have multiple single friends and they're telling me about all these different dating apps for older people and it's still the fucking same bullshit.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm very thankful that I'm not on that scene. Ugh. I don't know that I could handle it. I think I'd just stay single.
You know, a part of me wants to be part of it just to see what happens, but...
The curiosity in you. I could see that.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, we could also just set up an online dating account and have a whole podcast episode about what happens in the 30 minutes it takes to film our episodes.
That is true.
That's true.
We can have some fun.
Who wants to go next?
Spicy, please.
Yeah? Okay. So, ironically, Sound Engineer was saying this was one of his favorites as well. Season 1, Episode 2, right out of the gate, coming in strong, Swingers.
Yeah. That no, that's Season 3. Favorites. I mean, Episode 3.
Oh, I thought it was Episode 2.
Oh, I could be
Whoa.
Wrong.
Data Mommy coming through
well,
with
listen,
the facts.
I just,
Swingers is, in fact, Episode 2.
She corrected Lulu's son.
It makes me laugh every time I think about
that is
episode.
A hilarious one. It is fucking hilarious.
And it was like this whole self-fulfilling prophecy because I said in that episode about the number of times that Agent J and I have been mistaken for swingers and it continues to fucking happen.
Because I've told you, you're overly friendly. I can see it.
I know. I like people.
And she likes to hug people.
I am a hugger.
Girl prefers her pineapples upside down. You know, it's her own preference.
The flamingos.
Yeah, you know.
I think the cool part of that is the two of you ladies had known each other before this. I had met Spicy Meatball an hour and a half before we filmed that or before we recorded that.
How funny.
So like it starts off this great relationship with just being forced to immediately talk about subjects like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swinging. Yeah. Right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was one of my all time faves.
That is a good one.
Yep.
You all gave some throwbacks. So I'll tell you what, one of my favorites was from this season. And it was talking about corporate America.
Oh,
which the
you
version,
were sassy on that.
You
one.
Went the fuck
you
off.
Were sassy fans.
Harry Reid gets somewhat animated, and you know this is kind of like a recurring theme. But a lot of my favorite of our episodes have been the ones that make me really inflect and do some internal thinking.
Yeah,
you dug deep on that one.
Well, you know,
but you got it out, and now you're healed.
It's free therapy.
It is.
You're welcome very much.
Very
release the demons.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yo mama. Okay, so talking about like going deep, right? My next favorite episode.
That was an awesome transition. Good segue.
Season 2, Episode 7, Dysfunctional Families. That was
I
raw
had that on my
as
list too.
Fuck.
I had that on my list too.
So just so you listeners know, this was one of the most edited podcasts because we were just talking about shit. All of us were just letting go of whatever emotions that we were holding on to. And yeah, it was raw and deep.
I loved that one so much. Obviously, the things we talked about were super impactful, but I loved it so much because it's just, it's such a relief sometimes to hear that other people
we're not the only ones who are fucked up or in dysfunctional
fucked
families.
Up shit going on in their families. Yeah, it was, I loved that episode.
I made my husband listen to it because obviously I talked about him and his dysfunctional
what
family.
What did he think about it?
You know, he didn't really have a comment.
Yeah. Do you think it hit close to home?
I honestly don't think that he truly listened. And we talked about this where a significant others don't listen. I don't think he truly listened to the whole episode.
I bet it was hard for him to listen to, though.
Maybe.
Because there were some things in there. You are very open and very direct. Yeah. And there are some things in there that he's got some fucked up shit in his family. Yeah. No?
Well, the best thing to do is listen twice. Listen three times.
Yeah.
I loved this season. We were talking the intro to the Coochieverse, right?
Oh, with my God. That is one of, that was funny. And that's so funny.
I know we're all going to have different favorite moments from that. But every time I hear myself talk about the Drizzy Dong, I just think, like, we could have made so much money. And now Kendrick Lamar killed that, like, a month later. You know, Drake's probably, I don't think he's a thing anymore, is he?
Nope.
Yeah, no, he's done. Drizzy done. What did you love about that one, Lulu?
I just think it just made me laugh. Like, all these people, like, why couldn't I have gotten into this? Why couldn't I have come up with something to where I could make millions of dollars off of my vagina?
Well, you know, Gwyneth had the candle. Maybe you could do the incense.
You're right. Sound engineer said it's not too late. But you know what? Between work and my other jobs, like, I don't have time.
You don't have time to tame that pussy.
Outro of the Coochieverse right there.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
What about you, Spicy? You had a big laugh at that one.
I'm just laughing at all of it.
I mean, it's just fun to sit here and talk about all these crazy subjects. But it was so much, it was great to, like, have a reason to research all those cool products.
But let's just talk, let's go back to Erykah Badu, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, her incense were legitimately made by her crusty pair of underwear.
You know, that's a work ethic that not everyone has.
I mean, just,
she,
like,
she didn't,
I
she didn't
know
phone it in.
How many different, like, drops of scents did the manufacturing company have to come up with that scent, that special scent of hers?
Do you think I mean, they had to send her, like, different tests and samples, right, to get her feedback?
I mean, you know, you guys know.
Do you smell your own? Like, you just, I don't know. I
always have to bring this back to a movie reference, but do you guys remember, you know, remember our friend Eddie Murphy? You remember the movie Boomerang?
Yes!
So in that, you remember the woman, what was her name? But she's like, this is what pussy smells like.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, it was amazing. And the guy, like, takes the underwear and he sticks them in his pocket for later. Mm-hmm. He's like, magnifique.
All right, sound engineer. Mm. You've been with us since the beginning. What's your favorite episode?
Man, there were a lot of good ones. But I want to say mine is probably season one. I think it's episode 5. The one about farting.
Speaking
of Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, deep belly laughing in that one.
That was. And, you know, I tagged Eddie Murphy. You hurt my feelings, Eddie. You didn't respond to my tag on Instagram.
Well, he has like 1,700 kids. Like, he didn't have time for that shit.
He's too busy drawing his empire with his probably. Okay, I'm not going to get sued. Never mind.
That's bad. Farting was the first episode I actually shared with anybody in the real world.
What?
Yeah, that was the one that I was really proud of.
Why are you embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed. Not at all. I thought it was such fantastic content. It needed to be heard.
Well, to this day, I still love to fart. And if there's anything, maybe I just need to close this fucking podcast out with a fart.
Are you winding up? Or do you want us to
give
you a minute?
A lot today. I feel like she really
she
wants to fart into a microphone.
I know.
And if you
know.
Want, I can make it your ringtone for whenever they text you. Or I can make it y'all's ringtone for whenever she texts you. It'll just be a car fart.
Other thing. Okay.
Just today, dear listeners, for the close of season 3, you're welcome to buy the microphone that Lulu-san decimates at the end of this recording.
With her coughing or with her farting?
Why don't we leave that up to user choice?
What
would sell for
above?
More, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or even better, I could record your fart and then make a song out of it.
Ooh!
A little pitch sampling.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That would be awesome. We're going to have to come up with lyrics, though.
Have y'all ever tried the fart function on your Alexa?
What?
No.
It's amazing. It's mind-blowing. I did it for the first time the other day. And granted, okay, I'm easily amused. We all know this. But it was amazing. So ask Alexa to make fart noises. You will not be disappointed.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. There was one of them, like the first one, it was like... And then the guy's like... And then there's another one. I was like, Alexa, make another fart noise. And it was like silence. And I was like, what the fuck? And then it was like this girl who goes, oops, that one was silent.
I thought you were going to say everyone in the room just passed out.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Hey, Alexa, make it 20% juicier.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you said that because the other night I wake up in the middle of the night and I hear my husband ripping a fucking juicy ass fart in the bathroom and it woke me up.
Across the house?
In our bedroom. Ooh. Yes. I was like, dude, we ate the same thing.
Nice.
You just handled it
nice
better.
Nice reverberation. Wait, good echo.
Does he not turn the fan on in the bathroom?
Well, I mean, in the middle of the night, I obviously heard the fart. It doesn't matter if the fan was on. The whole point of the story is
I heard it. Was bass.
Yeah.
Okay. The walls were shaking.
It's all about that bass. About that bass.
No.
Getting sued.
All right.
Okay. What's wait. Favorite? So I had another favorite on my list. It was season 2. Episode 9. Anybody remember what that was? That was holistic therapy.
Oh my gosh. That was interesting because y'all were just blown. You're mind blown.
Oh my God. There was so much in that that it just took so many wild turns that I think I was traumatized after that one and may have developed some new irrational fears.
That also happens to be the longest episode.
Yeah, it was. It was. Really? We talked about a whole bunch of shit, man.
Well, there was a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. It escalated. It turned into a lot more than I bargained for when we were saying that was going to be a topic.
Did you end up with any potential solutions?
I don't know about any new solutions for irrational fears, but it was definitely educational. Like, the vaginal steaming. We talked about vaginal steaming.
I still want to do that. I think we should all do it. And I think Harry should steam his balls.
Can you steam your balls?
We're going to ask.
Well, you can do it, but can you do it safely?
All the herbs. You'll be fine. You're not having kids anyway, so fuck it.
I still like my boys.
Dude, steaming is going to hurt.
They're not
going
to fall off, that's right.
You know, it's easy to say when you don't have that real concern.
It'll just make him taste
He's
sweeter.
He's developing an irrational fear that his balls are going to detach from his skin.
I totally have a brand. I just remembered this. From like the day that I found out about Lorena Bobbitt, I cover my balls when I sleep.
Oh, yeah. He has an irrational fear that he can talk about in the other
book. I don't need that to, you know, people are fucking crazy, man.
Who's going to cut it off?
Did you?
I'm sure that John Bobbitt thought the same thing. Don't
did
you?
But did you hear she just died?
Oh, Lorena really?
Lorena Bobbitt?
Great.
Yeah, car accident.
Oh, shucks.
Some dick cut her off.
Right there, new favorite moment, season 3 finale. Wow.
Couldn't help it.
Is that legitimate? Is she gone?
No, it's not at all. Wow. I just, you know, there are rare opportunities in this life that somebody brings Lorena Bobbitt into a conversation and I can tell my joke.
So on the theme of podcast that made me do some internal thinking, aging parents hit me pretty hard.
Oh yeah. That one was deep.
It was deep.
You know, it's something that is very easy to ignore until it's not. I actually just took some action on that though.
Good.
I had a business trip and Mama Reed's like longest friend lives where I was traveling to. So I booked a ticket. I got in touch with her friend. I flew her out there. They spent a few days together while I was out there working. Used some miles. Flew her out first class. It was
Harry.
It was a real moment.
Good
and, you know,
for you.
I think we even talked a little bit about like her having some reluctance to rejoin the social world after the last few years.
Right.
And this woman, once we were sitting on the plane coming home, told me she felt human again, and. Like that freaking broke me. So
did you cry? Because I would have cried.
No, I'm heartless. I didn't cry at Lassie or any of those. But that was really special. And it's
that's enough, Lassie. Suck it up, Buttercup.
It's just a well. No, that was something that I'm not sure would have happened had it not been for this podcast. So that means a lot.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
We're all learning and growing from these podcasts.
Good for you, Harry. That's so cool. I'm proud of you.
I also fart more in public now.
I'm so proud. That is...
thing. That it's is real change, you know?
Son's biggest thing. Please feel comfortable farting in public. Lift your ass.
I almost sharted and I thought of you, Lulu.
Oh, God. I feel privileged. I feel so honored.
I literally was like, oh, my God, is this the moment in my life where I shart for the first time? I can't wait to tell Lulu.
You were excited to text her.
I was. Yep. And I was like, oh, nope, not quite.
I can't wait for that text message.
I know.
You should have had a burrito instead of some oatmeal, you know?
That's great. Yeah.
You know, I've actually thought about you after I farted in public, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I tried to.
I'm so glad I made such an impression.
I tried to cough and cover it up, but I mistimed it. So it was like.
Those are the best.
I love it when people in the bathroom, you know, in public spaces, like whether they're farting or shitting. And they flush the toilet, or maybe the timing is off right, and you still hear all the stuff. And it's just like, you know, this is natural. You don't have to hide it. Just let it go.
Mm. On that note, there's another podcast, and maybe our audio engineer can get the season and number for me. This was Most Embarrassing Moments.
I think that was season one.
Oh, my gosh. That seems like a million years ago.
Lulu, you told the story about overflowing a toilet.
Oh, yes.
And I don't believe I mentioned this in that podcast, but I had an exact similar experience at Miss Reed's parents' house.
No, you did talk about it.
Yes.
Holy, like I haven't recovered from that.
You're traumatized. Yeah.
We saw them a couple weeks ago, and we were having another big party.
You didn't overflow it.
Did not. I went to the restroom, and I was like, whatever happens, you were only peeing.
Yeah.
But there,
if you have to take a shit, dig a hole in the backyard.
And you know, Harry Reid has grown since then. You know, I clearly know had the water started to rise, I would have shut off the water and dealt with it. Yeah. I had a plan.
You know.
But I wasn't even going to let myself get there.
That sounds a bit like an irrational fear.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, instead I'm just going to start peeing and pooping in showers.
Okay, perfect.
Gross.
You can like waffle stomp.
Right.
The shit, if you're taking a shower on the second floor, all of that waffle stomping is going to show up on the first floor and it's going to come out of the sink.
Irrational fears.
Well, yeah, let's hope that's irrational. Otherwise, I'm moving to a brand new house every day.
Ew, gross.
And I can't afford that.
Burn it down.
Yeah.
Just burn it down. Start all over.
It's like what happens if you see a spider. Yeah, it wouldn't be like the Jeopardy theme, but we could find something good. Yeah.
Another one of my favorite episodes was season 2, episode 6, Breadwinners. And one of the reasons why I loved it so much is because it was through the eyes of female breadwinners.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
Which a lot of people don't talk about.
How do I get one of those? Are there tips?
You're gonna have.
I'll go back and listen again.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I know a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it goes back to the podcast that we recently recorded about relationships with men and women, right? Like, I lost my train of thought.
Well, that's all right. Just say you have to cough again.
Okay. It'll come back to me. Okay.
That episode you were referring to, Harry, was season 3, episode 8.
More recent
than I
thought.
Most embarrassing moments.
Okay. Mm.
That was season 3?
That's season 3.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
This season is actually the longest season that we've had. Usually I cut it off at a certain point, but we're going all the way up to 17.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. You're all welcome for it, too.
Mm-hmm. Except for you took a hiatus.
I really did. I was saying earlier, like I feel like I haven't been involved so much this season, but I've listened to all the episodes and like the pride part of me really hates how much I enjoyed it without me. You all absolutely crushed it.
Yeah, what? We did.
I found myself really digging it. Also, it helped that, you know, I'd sent some Cocoa notes. Puff. It was nice to be mentioned and appreciated. You know, that stokes my my fragile ego. But no, it was really, really cool to have that experience. It would be like a baseball player just sitting in the stands watching a game.
Yeah.
You know,
did you feel like a sense of like parental pride a little bit? Like, oh, look at my babies.
Hands down. And okay. I also learned that I don't need to talk every time I have a thought come into this brain. You know, like it's great to just listen to you all. So.
Oh, wow.
It's better when you do, though.
Oh, thank you. And on that note, I have another favorite.
Okay.
You have lots of favorites.
Man, I really do. But I think that we're all going to share this one. I love all of our pet peeve podcasts.
Oh, my God. Yes. They are like so awesome.
The comedy fan in me just goes on like a Dennis Leary rant about use your fucking blinker. It's not that difficult. You know, like pick up after your goddamn dog.
ever since we had that driving one, I am annoyed every single day.
You notice it more.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's called Bader Meinhof, where you think of something one time or like it's in your mind and then you notice it all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'm going to buy a new car. I'm looking at this car. And then that's all you see on the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's absolutely real.
Drives me nuts.
And the people literally who come in at the last second and swoop into a lane merge.
That's like, son of a bitch.
Please die.
Yeah.
You know?
Your time is not more important than mine, sorry.
If coffee gives you cancer, order that 30 ounce from Starbucks, baby.
Mm.
Okay, wait. I think we're forgetting something very important.
Okay, what?
What about our season finale? Was it season one? And I just thought of this, so I can't remember, but it was season one, right?
That was the
where
never
we tried to
ever
play Never
the
Have
drinking
I Ever
game. Yes, we played that drinking game.
Which was
game
a bit of an epic failure because we didn't actually really know how we were playing, but right, it was so much fun and it was
hilarious.
That was
fun. That cool was yeah really fun.
We played a drinking game and we did
listen
drink.
We got drunk.
And
yeah,
you
I
can
think
hear
that was
the clicking of our ice cubes every time that we took a sip.
Yeah. Yeah. That there's was been awesome a lot of good ones.
I mean, that's just good. It's been fire from the beginning.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But ultimately, I think out of all the podcasts that we have recorded, season two is definitely my favorite. I mean, we have good ones in season three, but season two, I felt like all of us were in a different space and we were just letting go and being real.
Hmm. You know, I think you all are right there with me where we've, personally, I've been very authentic through this whole thing, whether it's like easy to talk about or not. So season one for me was pretty eye-opening. But season two was the first time we had a guest visitor on the podcast.
Yeah, that's
correct?
Right. Cocoa
yeah
Puff.
We expanded
yeah
our podcast world.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she still spends time with us.
Periodically.
Yeah.
Little guest peeping yeah in here like a squirrel.
That's right. Such fun.
All right, podcast engineer.
I think for me, season one, like watching you guys all get comfortable.
Grow.
Yeah. Mm.
Watch like you get little comfortable. Kid. Like,
he's what, the father here.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, it brings a tear to my eye, you know. Yeah, because like I remember the first
we've
time
matured.
The first time we ever recorded, it was like
yeah,
little, like,
we were shaky.
And then I think like the second recording session is when like everyone kind of just like,
yeah,
you know, and everyone was able to be themselves. And then when we moved into season two, that's when like everybody was busy, but we were still like very consistent about recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when I feel like you all
had a flow.
You stepped into it. Like, yeah, it was flowing. Everything was like, there was like really minimal editing that we had to do for that season too.
Yeah.
You know?
Aww. We're all besties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's been fun for sure.
Well, I mean, on that note, enjoy the fantastic audio quality of season three, because unfortunately, our audio engineer has found some success.
Yes.
He's moving on up to the Big Apple.
This season right finale woo-hoo means so
he
many different
it
things.
He deserves it.
So he next does year when we record on micro cassette tape and figure out how to make that work, we'll all be thinking about you,
on
Momo.
On E-track.
He's going to be farting editing from afar.
You could record it on a phone.
That's right.
And I can make it sound good.
Yeah.
See, oh. The confidence in this man.
I know. Well,
he was but a wee good lad years ago.
I've been eating my Wheaties.
Well, we appreciate you and all of the work, for sure. So.
Yeah, thank you all. It's been a pleasure.
All right, what else you got?
No, I don't like any of our other episodes. I've listed everything I've enjoyed for the last few years. No, like that's the cool thing. I bet if we were to just like shuffle, if we could get like random 45-second clips, there would be so much that we've all forgotten about too, which is wild in just a few years.
I know.
It's been 2 years. It's been 2 years.
Three
right
years.
The first episode was posted April 2022.
What year are we in?
2024.
So, no, it's still 3 years because it was posted in April 2022, so we recorded that. And then we had 2023, and now we're in 2024 doing season three. So
true.
I think we have to trust her. She's an Asian, so by default, she's great
good at
math.
Yeah. We learned that.
We talked about that.
Stereotypes of Asians.
Yes,
Asian
that was season one.
Wait, what
growing
what type
up
of Asian,
Asian
are you?
What do you mean?
No. Where are you from?
Gotcha.
God, that's still. Oh, no. You know what's so funny? Ever since we recorded that podcast, no one has asked me, where are you from?
I'm going to ask you all the time now.
Oh, God.
I'm going to pay somebody $20 and be like, go up and ask.
She's
going to
have random strangers. Where are you from? I'm losing my mind. I'm going to fucking text everybody and she's going to laugh.
Straight from my mama.
That's right.
Well, it's been a hoot, folks.
It's been great to be here with you all for three seasons.
That's right. Yeah.
Looking forward to the next four. One. That's right. Lulu, do you have any advanced topics for our listeners? Anything you want to let loose?
No, but I will say that I'm already planning for season four. We're going to take a short break and figure things out. And once we figure it out, we'll regroup.
Sounds good.
That right there is how you make an epic close.
That's right. All right, listeners, we'll see you in season four.
Yeah. Till then, bye.
Bye. Goodbye.